Moncrief on News Talk.
In 1985, a bomb on board an Air India flight exploded, killing all the passengers. The plane came down off the Cork coast. Obviously, this tragedy is remembered in India, but for more than one reason. Two of the recovered bodies went unclaimed and were buried in Cork. And since then, Finbar Archer has looked after their graves. He's recently been honoured for this work. Finbar, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, before we get to the graves, when this crash happened, you were working in an undertaker, so you were kind of quite closely involved with when the bodies were recovered. What happened to them then?
I worked with Sullivan's Funeral Home in Furnace Cross in Cork, and we got a call to say that there was a bomb explosion off the Cork coast. So everything went into action. The emergency plan also went into action. So we went up to the airport and met families, and then I was in Cork University, the regional hospital at the time in Cork, and I was detailing the victims who died, and met the families who came and tried to identify their loved ones. So from that on, there was a mother and daughter. Anu and Rena was the daughter. Her husband and her son were never recovered.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, it's so sad. Like, you can imagine the outcry of the families and try to identify them the best they could. So, since then, Rena and her daughter, Rena and her mother, Anu, were buried in St. Michael's Cemetery in Blackrock in Cork. And I took it upon myself to tend the grave and look after it for the last 40 years, because I said that they're so far away from home, nobody was there to claim them. So I said, look, I'll look after them, and they won't be forgotten. Because if you're so far away from home, and you can imagine if anybody, myself or anybody in a different country, would be looked after. So I took upon myself.
Yeah.
So every year since 1985, on the 23rd of June, I have a commemoration at the gravesite. So I traced back the firemen and the Gardaí and all the paramedics at the time, and I've kept in touch with them and ever since. So this year was the 40th anniversary. So I had all the emergency services. I had UN vets who were the colour party. I had the Barrack Street Band who played the last post. And I had a piper from the HSE playing from the entrance down to the graveside and did a lament. And I had all the public and all the Gardaí and the Lord Mayor of Cork, Fergal Dennehy, was in office 3 days, and he came down to pay his respects.
My God. Long,
and with corporate affairs and community affairs in the Cork City Council. It's a thing that I've done.
Yeah, you and, got everyone out there. Tell us who
I got everybody out there.
You did.
Yes,
who gave you the award, Finbar?
The award was given by the Indian Culture Community last Saturday night, and it was the first of award. It was called the Shamrock Lotus Award. It's the Shamrock of Ireland and the Lotus Flower of India. And they combined it, and it means peace, dignity, and deep honour to receive this.
Yeah, and this is a new thing and this is the Indian community in Ireland who've launched this award, and you're
yes,
the first one to get one.
I'm the first one to get it.
Oh,
and
God.
Also, I had former Lord Mayors, I had councillors, TDs, and I had John Deasy, the chief superintendent, and a representative from the Indian Embassy. And can I also say that Dan Boy, who was deputising for the Lord Mayor, presented me on stage along with the community with the award. And
yeah.
I was humbled and I was so honoured for something that I was only doing on my own and not thinking that I made so much of an impact on
No, people. Of course. We just got a message in, Finbar, from Burr Crowley, who says, Finbar Archer is a sweetheart. He drove me and my boy to my husband's funeral and he kept two small boys entertained at a very sad time.
I did. I think, was it a fireman? I think of other people rather than myself.
Indeed. Well, fair dues, yeah, and congratulations on the award. And thanks.
Not at all.
And thanks a million for speaking with us.
Not at all, thank you.
All right.
No, thank you for your time, for just remembering me.
All right, no, well, you're worth remembering. Finbar, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Finbar Archer there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.